Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your presence. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the Lord's presence is the fullness of joy. At your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And we live in that presence every day in the name of the Lord. How do we know? He said, I will never leave you nor forsake thee. Because he said, I am with you always, even to the very end of the world or the end of the age. That joy of his death is ours to enjoy 24/7. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Even my words say, rejoice evermore and pray without ceasing. Lord, we thank thee for that. We can do it. We can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthened us. Thank you, Father, for as we enter to read your word this morning. You are the author. We just follow you as the Spirit will lead us. Lord, oh Lord God, bless the reading of your word this morning. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord Jesus. Well, that's Peter's testimony. I just start from there. He says it's done, right?
Amen.
My subject is faith calls it done.
Amen.
Amen? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Faith calls it done. Whatever you want from the Lord, whatever we are seeking the Lord for, require faith, right? And faith, when you have it, it calls it done. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And the scripture says in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Believe that he is God. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The Bible says. So we don't just see the Lord haphazardly. No. You put all your efforts to it. Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, he gave us all, right? Has we given all? All of about you, about me, and so on. That you know, is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. This faith I'm talking about is something more than an intellectual belief in God. That's what I'm talking about. This faith I'm talking about is caused by experiencing the joy of his indwelling presence. That's how it comes from. Not just head belief, not just head faith. No, 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 no. It comes by experiencing the joy of his indwelling presence. It is the faith of God. Jesus said, have the faith of God, right? I'm talking about the faith of God. See, that cause things done, right? So, see, the faith of God, the faith which he himself imparts, the faith which radiates from his indwelling, and he dwells in our hearts by faith. The Bible says, Ephesians 3:17 says, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. People are wondering, I don't see him, I don't know, you don't know how to feel anything. He dwells in your heart by faith, amen? Praise the Lord. See, that's that cause things done. Call it done. The faith of God, right? So now, he is the word of God, right? You know, and the Bible says in Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Let us what in what he told his disciples one time towards the end of his ministry. He said, let this word sink down into your heart, he said, telling them what is going to happen to him soon, how he'll be arrested, and so he said, let this thing sink down to your heart. You know, he told them and told them that. You know, the same thing today. All of the word of God, let them sink down into your very being. Let them sit in your head, meditate upon them. They are the Bible truth and told that, you know. So anyway, so we'll see. And he is the word of God. So that the scripture says that let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So faith causes done. Whatever you want from the Lord, according to the will of God, faith causes done. The Lord said in John 15:5, for without me, you can do nothing. So even in that also too, even in pleasing the Lord, the Father, we have to depend upon the Lord Jesus for that. That's, you know, we can't do anything without him. Even to please God, the Father, we have to depend upon the Lord Jesus Christ. I like to read what it says in Hebrews 13:20, to see that we have to depend upon him for everything. You know, our preparation for the rapture, we have to depend upon him and so forth. Behold, his bride make herself ready, right? And so on. He gave us what we need for the rapture. Anyway, for Hebrews 13:20, showing even to please God, we depend on Jesus, our Lord. Now, the God of peace. He is always the God of peace. He's the Prince of Peace. When they announced the incarnation in Isaiah 9:6, but that what is mentioned here, the Prince of Peace, right? After that, you know. Anyway, so the God of Peace, and that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom the glory forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Working in you to, you are used to being to be perfect. Even David said, the Lord shall perfect that which concerns me, right? Our perfection comes from him. Our dependence on him. Like I said before, without him you can do nothing, right? Resting in him. Everything is just from him and so forth. Even he is our life. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we appear with him. So, you know, he redeemed us to himself and so on. He is the head and the church is the body. And you and me are members in particular. That's how intimate we are to him. Say, I'm the true vine, he said, and you are the branches. You are inseparable from God. Colossians 3:3 says, your life is hid in Christ with God. What are you afraid of these days? I'm going to let you know. Your very life is hid in Christ with God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That will put you into what the psalmist said by the Holy Ghost. Say, get in the secret place of the Most High, right? Like the shadow of the Almighty. Anyway, let's move on now. So we see right there. So, rather than focus our attention on our difficulties, we all face difficulties in this world, the testing ground, right? Rather than focus your attention on your difficulties, or your sufferings, or your pains that you may be facing from time to time, you should focus it, your attention, on the source of your supply, which is our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't get caught away with your difficulty, with your whatever you are feeling or your pains and anything like that. Focus your attention on the Lord Jesus, our Lord, you know. And when you do that, the blessings of God shall come on you and overtake you. Deuteronomy 28:2 says so. He says all these blessings shall come and overtake you, right? So that's what it says, by focusing your attention on the Lord. Get your away from the trouble and something like that, you know, and focus it upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Our need in time of difficulty or in time of suffering may seem to be very real, yes, but it is no more real than the eternal fact of his illimitable supply as revealed in his word. I don't care how big the problem may look like, it cannot be more real than illimitable, meaning, you know, unlimited supply of God, you know, as revealed in his word. Philippians 4:19 says this, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Instead of crying about what I need, begin to recite and begin to really speak the word into, you know, this word, and so my God shall supply no matter what you say. Oh, I always say it here, when I see the word all, I'm relieved, amen? Praise the Lord. All means all, right? If language means anything, right? Praise God. All means all. So all my need, I don't care what he's telling me I have to face, God said I will supply all my need. Thank God, not according to my strength, not according to my salary, according to the volume of business I do, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's it forever and so on, you know. When we recognize the riches of his grace, we are conscious of his inexhaustible supply, we will find the deliverance for which we are hungry for. Yes? If you take your time to meditate, recognize the riches of the Lord's grace, and be conscious of inexhaustible supply. Even in the Old Testament, many a time he demonstrated this, even in the Old Testament and so forth, Elijah and the widow, the inexhaustible barrel, right? She does hear the Lord. The barrel of me will not waste. Now the cruise of oil said, he says, until the famine is over, right? Over and over in the Old Testament, how much more in the New Testament? So anyway, so, and this is the standard by which every need of the spirit, soul and body is supplied. Inexhaustible, you know. God supplying all your need. That is the God standard of doing things, either, you know. He is the God of more than enough. Amen. Praise the Lord. He is. And it is without doubt, no reservation about this thing, no withholding. We do not have to, we do not have a need of a spirit or soul or body, but that the promise of God covers all of it. No matter what you need spiritually, for your body, for your soul, God's promises cover all of it, because it says all your supply, right? Spirit, soul, and body. Just not to tap into it by faith. And faith call it done. It called everything done as that you know. 2 Corinthians 8:9. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. He says, he did it all for us. You know, the God of glory. And he who has so wonderfully promised is able to fulfill his promise in our obedient, surrendered life. That's all you need. Just surrender your life to him, be obedient to the word of God and so on. He told us in another place in the book of John, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, then you shall ask whatsoever you ask for, shall be given unto you. If you abide in me, my word abide in you. Whatever you ask, you will receive it. Obedient and be submissive to the word of God is all you need, you know, to get all of these supplies and so on. And we can learn from Abraham's experience, you know, in this matter. Romans 4:26 says, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God, you see, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Faith called it done. Oh, we don't have a child by Sarah. Oh, yes. 2 years passed. We don't have a child by Sarah. Oh, yes. 10 years passed. Faith called it done, right? He staggered not at the promise of God. Person say, oh, you are past the age of puberty, you can't. No. Faith cause it done. Amen? Praise the Lord. I don't care what the medicine and science say. God has spoken, that is the final authority. His word will never fail, right? Faith cause it done. Doesn't work by sight or any kind of a thing. It works by the word of God. Anyway, so, and our Lord is always faithful. We are singing this morning, faithful. It's in this summer. Our God is faithful. The flesh may continually war against your soul through this manifold result of the fall of man, but God has promised to make a way where there is no way. Yes, you know, where the world circumstances, there is no way for you, for anything you are wanting from God, God said there is a way. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says this, there has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. No matter what you face, one man or the other, or a man of God has faced it before, and they went through it. Go and read Hebrews 11, there is a host of them there, you know. Anyway, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. So we see, so the word God is faithful should continually ring within your heart. God is, I don't care what I'm going to do. Look contrary to God's word. God is faithful. God is faithful. God is able. That should be your song in your spirit. You will not be singing loudly, but in your spirit, you will be singing that song. You know, God is faithful. God is faithful and so on, you know. He who has promised a way of escape will also provide that way of escape for you. We cannot manufacture it, no. He provides it, and in faith, we utilize that divine provision. Faith causes it done. All you need is the word of God, right? The promise of God. And faith causes it done. See? This is not limited to our heartly need. Even the coming of the law, that, you know, the Bible says that you escape. This world is in big trouble. And what they are saying right now is still the beginning of sorrow. Still they have trouble? No. Still the beginning of sorrow. The Bible has prophesied a time of trouble, such as has never been since the world began. They haven't seen anything yet. But God promised a way of escape for his children. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Luke 21:36 says this. Watch ye therefore and pray always that we are counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. So for your material need, temporal need here, to live in the rapture, and so on. And all this tribulation coming upon the world, the mark of the beast coming soon, is walking behind the scene right now. And the Bible says, you know what they say, peace and safety, sudden destruction. Call upon them and something like that, you know. It just come out of the blue and so on. It's walking underneath right now. But to those who are watching and praying, They lost it as a way of escape. So we see. So now, and let me say this one. Faith laughs at impossibilities. I say faith laughs at impossibilities. When you face a possibility, you have faith of God, you can laugh right here. And for the reality of knowing the Lord, faith cries out, it shall be done. Because you know the Lord is above all, right? It will teach you to supply all your needs, right? So faith causes it done. Whatever it is that you desire from the Lord, you know. So faith laughs at impossibility. Let me put here behind that in Psalm 2 verse 4. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. So that is the Lord, right? Yeah. But what says the Lord about you and me who are Christians? So you can laugh with the Lord, Ephesians 2:6. And has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So you can laugh too at impossibilities. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So when you read Psalm 2 and say, he that sitteth, don't think it's Lord alone. We are being made to sit together with him in heavenly places. You can laugh at difficulties and impossibilities because the impossible shall be made possible. Amen? Amen? By the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. Mark 9:23 says this, all things are possible to him that believeth. That's how you are able to laugh in the face of impossibilities, right? God said that all things are possible to him that believeth. Faith causes it done, no matter what it is. You know, what blessing we receive when having not seen, and we have believed. That's the way God was, right? In 2 Corinthians 5:7, we are told, when we walk by faith, not by sight, oh, what blessing we receive when having not seen, we have believed. See? And believing, we press through trials, press through pains and perplexities. Not because of any virtue from our own self, but because we have believed in. Faith causes it done all the time, no matter what you need, what you are facing. Faith causes it done. When we believe him, we have no confidence in the flesh at all. And that is the command of the scriptures, Philippians 3:3. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus. I have no confidence in the flesh. See? So, no, we rejoice in Christ. We worship God in the Spirit, and we rejoice in Christ Jesus. I have no confidence. I can say before, the flesh will fight you. It will fight every atom of faith you got. But, don't have confidence in the flesh. Our confidence should be in the Lord Jesus, you know, and not, and the Word of God. Even our faith, our overall faith, 1 Peter 1:8. People have been wondering how they don't see the Lord and Son, that you know. Well, you know, that's part of our faith. Whom? Having not seen, meaning the Lord Jesus, ye love. In whom? Though now you see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Assured of a surety without faith. Well, we are going to see one of these days. We are told that now are we the sons of God, right? And it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know, we are assured that when we see him, because we see him, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Our confidence should be in the Lord Jesus Christ. In 1 John 5:14. And this is the confidence that we have in him. Not in the flesh, but in the word of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything, you see, according to his will, he heareth us. If we ask anything in prayer, and to the will of God, time or no time or whatever it is, Bible says it shall be done, right? We know that he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever, look at us whatsoever, no matter what it is, we ask, we know that we have a petition that we desire of him. That's how you can laugh in the face of so-called impossibilities, right? Because you know you have asked according to the will of God. Time is nothing. Time was created. Pretty soon, time shall be no more too, eh? Yeah. Praise the Lord. This is a created entity. And pretty soon shall be no more, and so on, that you know, for the elect of God too, you know. So we see, the more we behold his glorious ability, you know, the more we are convinced of our inability. We cannot, But he can. He said, without him, you can do nothing. But with him, now we can do all things. Amen? Praise the Lord. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, we can do all things. No matter how dark. No longer do we lean on ourselves anymore, but we lean on him, the Lord Jesus. No matter how dark the night, the redeemed spirit sings, the Lord is more than able. Amen? Keep on singing, the Lord is more than able. No matter how intense the suffering, we know that the Lord is able. No matter how great the perplexity, we are assured that the Lord is able. We sing it triumphantly. We sing victoriously because we can do no other when we are conscious of his presence. You can't do it any other way. You are conscious, and I already told you, I'm with you always. Always, to the very end of the age. See, I'm with you always. So if you are conscious of that presence, you can't do it any other way, but no matter what, no, you rejoice, you are sure that he is more than able. Can darkness stand in the presence of the light? No, the Bible says when the light shines, the darkness departs, right? So we know that. When the Lord is near, you know it. We are convinced that he is able to keep that which we have committed into his hand against that day. That's 2 Timothy 1:12. He says, for I know whom I have believed. See? And I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Commit that way unto the Lord. Even David knew the secret. Commit that way unto the Lord. He said, trust also in him. And he shall bring it to pass without faith. Faith cause it done, right? God will bring it to pass. Whatever you have committed unto his hand and so forth, you know. He said, commit that work unto the Lord. So shall your thoughts be established, right? Even Solomon writing that kind of thing in all of his wisdom that God gave him and so on like that, you know. Now, we can sing in triumph through every adversity, through every perplexity, through every pain, even shouting, oh, the Lord is able. And because we love him, we are so persuaded that he's able. Your testing and so forth is bringing perfect Duke. Now, he's burning the dross out of his gold. You know, he's burning the dross out of the gold. All the things we suffer and so we cause suffering and so on, he's burning away the dross. Everything that God ever make and so forth is tested. We are all tested. Unless Bible says one is a bastard. God used that word in the book of Hebrews. If that does endure chastening, he's a bastard. You see? You know, but we don't want to be like that, right? We endure, you see, we count them joyful that endure. Another book says the book of James, I believe it is, and so on like that, you know. So don't give up on anything. You have asked the Lord, faith cause it done. Stay your ground down, holding to the word of God. Like Father Abraham, he staggered not at the promise of God, right? But he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Now, I'm talking about that we can shout and so on. God is able. Psalm 5 verse 11. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. You see? I don't care what is happening right now. Because my trust is in him. Rejoice. That's why we are rejoicing. Because our trust is in the Lord. You know? Let them ever shout for joy. Because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. That's why we are rejoicing in the face of adversity. We can rejoice in the face of seeming impossibilities. Because of these things that the Lord has done for us and so on. Psalm 32, verse 11. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous. And shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Are you righteous? Yes. 1 Corinthians 1:30 tells me that Christ has been made unto me wisdom, sanctification, redemption, and your righteousness. Christ is my righteousness. Christ is your righteousness. He that knew no sin was made sin for you and me, that we in him may be called the righteousness of God. You have the same standing before God the Father as the Lord Jesus has, because he himself, the Lord Jesus, is your righteousness. There is now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. They can accuse me of this, accuse me of that. Who is it that Who is he that judges? Who is he? And so that, you know, the judge of the universe has acquitted me. Amen?
Amen.
He has no condemnation for me. I don't care what you see in him. I see myself. You see yourself as Christ sees you. Amen?
Amen.
God the Father behold you in the face of Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All those attacks, it could be from, you know, from people around you, even be from brethren. Doesn't mean a thing, you know, to test your faith and see how you stand, you know. Anyway, praise the Lord. Now, Psalm 32:11. So, be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in. Psalm 132:9. Let that priest be clothed with righteousness, and let that saint shout for joy. Oh, the priest? Who are you? Bible says in Revelation chapter 1. Bible says, you know, he so much loved us, he has washed us in his own blood, and has made us to be kings and priests. So your name is there in Psalm 132:9. David saw you by the Holy Ghost, right? And he wrote about you too. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. So you are a king and a priest. God says to you, Revelation chapter 1, he says to you, something that you know. And so we see that here. So we are a peculiar people. We are royal priests. We are royal of the royal priesthood. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Don't let him put you down. See you where God has put you in. Eh? His job is to try to tear you down. The Bible says, building up yourself in the book of Jude. Building up yourself on your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. This world wants to tear you down. Satan wants to tear you down. But what do you do to yourself? You build up yourself on your most holy faith. Faith that causes it done. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Our Lord is more than able. Not in some far distance for sure. No. But it is here and even now. Today. It is a very, very present help, amen, right now. Psalm 46:1. Don't put it all into the future. Some things are in the future, yes, but even now, you know, and so on, you know. God is not only the God of our tomorrows, no. He is the God of our today. Psalm 68:19 says, blessed be the Lord, who daily, you see, daily loadeth us with benefits, every passing day, loadeth us with benefits. Even the God of our salvation, he puts Selah there, you know. Praise the Lord. That's why, Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday and today and forever. And Hebrews 11:6, like I said before, he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And the reward is not reserved for the future alone. Yeah, there are some future rewards in the couple of services to come. I'm talking about the reward of you being a Christian. There are tons of reward you know nothing about. There in the Bible, we can even spend like 3 or 4 services on that in the days to come by the grace of God and so on. You know, the reward of the believer. You see? So that will come very soon. And so that you know. It will be a series and so on that you know. So you see, so and the reward is not reserved for the future alone. It is imparted and infused here and now. See? The reward of the Lord, a rewarder of them. Keep on diligently seeking him. It's a rewarder. Be sure of that, you know. It's a rewarder of them. That not haphazardly now, but diligently, he will reward you. Oh, what grief we unnecessarily carry. Oh, what loads we bear. All because we do not realize that the things that we have been anticipating in our tomorrows, God, in his love and grace and mercy, will impart it to us today.
Amen.
Faith causes it done, right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Faith causes it done. Not only in the future, but in the here and now, we are accepted in the beloved, right? And that acceptance embraces every needy part of me and you, spirit, soul, and body. He took care of it all. Amen?
Amen.
We are complete in him. The Bible says, who is the head of all principality and power. We are complete in Christ. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
David said in Psalm 16 verse 8, I have said the Lord always, he didn't miss it, always before my face, or before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Don't hurry out of the door or out of any situation. Let the Lord have it, amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He will never hurry to war. Even one time, he has defeated the Philistines at one time, and something that, you know. Then they came again. He didn't just rush out. Ah, no, I can defeat them again. Lord, why go against them again? Second Samuel 5, I believe it is, and something that, you know. Mm-hmm. Lord, they don't do yet. Wait until we hear the going forth on the top of the mulberry tree.
Mm-hmm.
That is time that God has taken the path for you. Amen. Many times we run ahead of the Lord, you know, and then we got into trouble, right? So always trusting him, always waiting upon him and so on. So anyway, so thou will show me the path of life. See in the same Psalm 16 verse 11. Verse 11 of Psalm 16. Thou shalt show me the path of life. In thy presence is the fullness of joy. And thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. So this fullness of joy is ours as we constantly draw near unto the Lord. That's why we are encouraged in the epistles, James chapter 4 verse 8, draw nigh to God. Writing to Christians now, not to unbelievers, see, draw nigh to God. And he will draw nigh to you, he says. Hebrews 10:22, let us draw, also to Christians, right? These are all epistles written to Christians, you know. So let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, the kind of faith that cuts it down, right? You know, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water, as he said. So draw nigh unto God, as you know. So now, committing all things to the Lord. Committing all things to the Lord in Psalm 37, verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord now. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. See? By your faith. Faith cause it done. I have given it to the Lord. My faith cause it done. It is done. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you can have rest, you know. You can rest, you know, because now it is always well said, if I have this trouble in my hand, then the Lord doesn't have it, right? You know, I think in 1 Peter 5, he says, casting all your care upon him. To me, I feel that it's a reality. I get into trouble all kind of time when I hear that word from him, casting all my care upon him. This one care too is part of all, right? I put upon him. See? I know for he careless for me. So then he careless for you. So anyway, so we see, faith cuts it off. We must not stumble because the answer does not always come our way immediately. Don't stumble because of that. We have heard about Abraham, right? You know, which is very good. Though sometimes it causes us to tarry for a little while, it is always for our good. So don't give up because it doesn't just come in your own time. You have given it to the Lord, right? Leave it right there. It shall come to pass. Amen. It is for the development of those things in us that will cause us to draw near and closer to his precious side. When you, what you call a delay, you know, you say it's staggered not at the promise of God, right? 25 years has run past, you know, and so on. There are many of them in the Bible, right, that and so on. God gave a promise. They have to wait. Sometimes some things are providential too, you know. They are providential. Many times it just be like that, you know. But faith says it's done, you know. Time or no time, you know. Anyway, so we see. Now, he knows our frame. He understands our human frailties. He knows all those things. He is fully conscious of the pain we bear and the sufferings we endure. After all, we know this. Bible tells us in 1 Peter 2:24, he bore all these things in his own body for us on the tree. You know, he says so and so on. It pleases him when, in spite, if you are looking for healing, in spite of symptoms, you trust him. Oh, that pleases God, you know. Don't pay attention to the symptoms. What said the scripture? He, 1 Peter 2:24, he instead bear our sins in his own body upon the tree. That we, being dead to sins, right, should live unto righteousness. By whose strength we were healed 2,000 years ago, right?
Amen.
If I pay attention to your symptoms, then you get stuck with it, right? You pay attention to what Christ has done, amen? Eh? Praise the Lord. No sickness can stay. He knew how many demons and sickness can come into this world. He said it is finished on the cross, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's all done. You and I must lay hold on it. Forget about sickness and so on,
mm-hmm.
and keep your eye on the word of God. Mm-hmm. Praise ye the Lord Jesus. His word can never fail. So we see. So we see right here. So it pleases him, you know, when you just have faith like that, you know, and so in spite of the fact that the way may be seen, it pleases him when in spite of symptoms, in case of healing, and in spite of the fact that the way may seem temporarily dark, as we walk this path and so on, that, you know, we have confidence that the light will shine through. You see?
Amen.
Don't just, you know, weeping may endure for a night. Joy comes in the morning.
Amen.
That is the law, spiritual law of God, amen, to all of his people. Praise God.
Amen.
He allowed those things to happen to you for you, know, for his test. You know, we are all tested, we are all tried, right?
Amen.
So, for our perfection, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, so you see also, the skies, you know, these days, will be riven. The dark clouds will depart asunder.
Amen.
If you hold your ground, right, to the word of God, faith, calling it down, right? Don't be, you know, as that, you know, God will vindicate his word.
You,
the Lord will manifest the answer to your prayers and work in you the fulfillment of his own promises. He is a faithful God. Hebrews 10:35 says this. So don't give us easily. Cast not away therefore your confidence, because you are tested and tried. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience. There we go. Another thing we need so badly. Patience, you know. You have committed to the hand of God. Why are you in a hurry now, you know? If you take out of his hand, then it's back in your hand. And you can't even help yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now you see. So, you know, so for you have a need of patience. That after you have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. It will bring it to pass if you just hold on there, you know, with patience and so on. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. See, faith cause it done, right? See, you know, it cause it done, it is done. When you hear the word of God. Now, the just shall live by faith. And so like you said that. Verse 39. But let's read the whole thing. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Let us be careful. In the midst, many people have done that in the midst of trial and so forth. Satan will even deceive them and say, God has forsaken you. Don't listen to the devil. He's a liar and father of lies.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bible says the devil walketh about as a running lion, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist. That guy is so steadfast in the faith. Today you resist him, you go away, right? Doesn't mean he won't come tomorrow. You will also stand on your ground and resist. You have to flee again, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, but we are not of them that draw back, no, or to perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's put some scripture here as a very short thing here. Isaiah 42 verse 3. Hebrews read. I always start this scripture. Shall you not, when you are going through some things, shall you not break? And the smoking fact shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. Now, Psalm 34 verse 1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually says, be in my mouth, he says. So, what are we saying here about faith and so forth, of course it's done. So, if perchance you find yourself filled with the glory of God today, and you are made to feel the nearness of his divine presence, thank him for it. Praise him for it. Treasure it as the most priceless gift that time affords us to know. If you feel that way today and you are enjoying his presence and so on, that you know. On the other hand, if perchance you are followed afar off, maybe you are even far behind and so on, and you know, you are far behind in some times in your life, you think you are so far behind where you should be in the Lord, see, give thanks to God and so on. At least your eyes have desire to see him. Still give thanks. Then we bring you nearer to him as you draw near to him. If indeed there is only a trickle of faith, a cloud, only the size of a man's hand, afar off, yeah, see, your feet like that and so on, see, thank God for it and so on, and praise him for it. For he has said in Matthew 17, even that trickle of faith can work wonders for you. Because in Matthew 17:20, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, right, you know, he shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and he shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's not just waiting for something. That is the reality. That is the truth, the word of God. Jesus said, when I see that people, I rejoice. You know, and someone said, nothing shall be impossible unto you. You see, faith lasts in the face of impossibilities and so on. You know, the faith of God. So we see that there. That Elijah, you know, in his speech about all the time in all the churches and so on, he believed God in spite of the antagonism of a king called Ahab, and his entire country was against him because he loved the Lord, right? Bible says the world will hate you because they first of all hate the Lord, right? Mm-hmm. They hate the way you live because your life is a rebuke to the world, eh? Mm-hmm. The true Christian life is a rebuke to the sinner. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. How can they love you? You know, because, if the world loves you, then be careful now. Mm-hmm. You see? So, you know, so he believed, Elijah believed God in spite of the unbelief of the entrenched ecclesiastical system, the religious system of this day. You know, the elect of God, they hold to the word of God and so on, you know, no matter what they do in the world, church, you know, they hold to God's word. It meant something to Elijah to believe God in that day. And it means a lot for you to believe God today in this day of apostasy. The Bible called it, that be falling away, right? Believing God, meaning Elijah, believing God not only brought the fire that consumed the sacrifice of Mount Carmel, that same faith brought the rain that ended a long period of famine and made the desert to rejoice and blossom as a rose. 42 months there was no rain upon the earth, according to the word of God. And it's a prelude to what will happen again at the end of time. In the time of the Antichrist, that in the same period, they have power to cut off rain from the earth for 42 months. It's going to happen again. You know, it's a prelude. What happened before will happen again, you know. Many prophets have double fulfillment. Elijah is coming again, according to the word of God. And they're going to call off the rain for 42 months and so forth, as you know, upon this earth and so forth. You know, it's coming. But he has faith, as God directed him and so on, that, you know. So, after heaven had answered the cry of the prophet on the summit of Carmel, there was still no sign of rain. But Elijah believed God. You see, he believed God. Oh, what victory are won when men believe God. 1 John 5:4. I say, what victory are won when we, God's children, we believe him. 1 John 5:4 says, this is the victory, right? That overcometh the world. Even our faith, the faith that caught it dumb, the faith of God, right? That overcomes the world. And you know what? Bible says, you have already overcome the world. Amen? Amen. If you can receive it, praise the Lord. Bible says, you have already overcome the world. Another place, I tell you to children, you have overcome the world, right? If you believe it, and that's it. As you know, it's it. As you know, that's it. Now, Elijah did not believe the cloudless skies. No, he believed God. Not walking by sight, right? Walking by faith. Yeah, the heavens were black. He didn't believe that. God has told him, go and show yourself a Ahab. So, go and show yourself a Ahab. And so, you know, but he went. He believed God and some of that, you know. So we see. So, he did not believe the conditions which surround him. He believed God. So, over and over, you know the story. I don't want to start quoting scripture on that one. We all know the story of Elijah. So, over and over, Elijah's servant went out to the end of the headland and looked out over the sea. Then, 7 times, I believe it is, definitely it came. See the face of Elijah. And so that, you know, he head on there, you know, to him, faith caused it done, right? God has already commanded, right? Go show yourself to him and so on. And I hear a sound of abundance of rain. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Faith caused it done. I already heard in the spirit abundance of rain. And he stood with it. And the rain came. Where initially, only the size of a man's hand. But later, it filled all the skies. And the drenching rain came. Just as the Lord had said and so on. The God of heaven had answered, and he is the one who never fails. He will never fail you, you know, as he said. You know. So, finish up this morning. If you see the cloud, in your own case, the size of a man's hand, thank God for that. Amen. And do not begin to upbraid yourself or scold yourself. Or even begin to scold God. Some people do it unknowingly and so on. They call the rain clouds. Do not instantly appear. Mm-hmm. So that matter, you know. Like I didn't care. He just head on there, you know. And so he has prescribed for this very hour for you and for me. Mm-hmm. God's prescription and so on, you know. Faith causes done. Keep on looking up. Brother and sister. Don't give up now. Keep on looking up. What I'm asking God to do for you. Look up above the degree of your faith. Up above the tongues and the testes. Yes, look up. And then be not afraid. The clouds are passing. The skies are being rent asunder. Whether you see it or not, faith causes dumb. What he has promised, he will also perform. He will not fail, he says. So this morning, no matter how deep the night through which you are passing or you will pass, you know, his love still overshadows and his heart still yearns over you and me. His love is unfailing and like his very nature knows no end. The Lord knows. The Bible says that you may know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, right? Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. It knows no end, the love of Christ in you, and is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Even now, his power is flowing through you now, as we are talking and speaking the word of God. His power is flowing out and into you right now.
Amen.
For now is faith, amen?
Amen.
Why wait till tomorrow? Now is faith. Cause it's done at all. Take it now, the power of God. Drink it now. You cannot drink such an ocean dry. You can't finish, you can't ever overdrink it. You can't drink an ocean dry, right? So it's the love of God. It is not by might, nor by power, Bible says, but my spirit said the Lord. You see? Now, when we have tried the last vestige of human power, you are doing something, you are trying to do something and so on, you have tried the last vestige of human power, when you have utilized the best and the greatest of human might, be it of the body or your brain or what you know how to do, we come to the end of self, right, and realize our own helplessness.
Mm-hmm.
Then the river flows from beneath the throne of God,
mm-hmm,
flow to you. Then the waters of redeeming love and of his unfathomable spirit begin to flow. Where? Maybe at first, they will begin to flow, reach your ankle. As you stay there, water comes up to your knee, comes to your body, to your lungs and so on. Before you know it, you are swimming in the in the spirit of God, amen? In the glory of God, amen? If you are able to hold on, right, through it and so on, that, you know. So to this morning, as we live here, learn to continue to drink out of that water. Drink, and so on. John 7:37 says, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And the Bible says, speak of the Holy Ghost, and we are witnesses. We say that believe on him shall receive. At that time, so on. No? Anyway, so now, the Lord is your sufficiency. In closing this morning, no faith, cause it's done. The Lord is your sufficiency. As it was once asked, in 2 Corinthians 2:16, who is sufficient for all these things? Who is sufficient for all these things and so on? Well, there's only one answer. The Lord Jesus is the only one. He is more than sufficient. And we must not upbraid ourselves because of our lack of sufficiency. You see? Don't scold yourself because of your lack of sufficiency. We must not fasten our eyes upon our shortcomings. Over and over this morning, don't look at your shortcomings and something like that, you know. But we must gaze upon the one who has been lifted up, our Lord Jesus Christ. And he alone is sufficient. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He alone is our sufficiency. There is life and health and strength and healing at this moment, even for you and me. Amen. Right, and not tomorrow, right now. There is life, health, strength, and healing for you and me right now. Now is faith. Faith cause it done. He is sufficient. He, the Lord Jesus Christ alone, is sufficient. 2 Corinthians 3:5, to back that up in scripture. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians 9:8. So I'm talking of sufficiency, right? Our sufficiency is of God. Then 9:8, 2 Corinthians. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you and me, that ye, not sometimes, now, always having all sufficiency in all things. When you see the word all, you should be rejoicing. May abound to every good work. Amen. God is able to do it. Praise God. That is a joyful scripture, isn't it? Make all grace abound towards you, that you always, after having all sufficiency in all things, may abound unto every good work. So now, let's close with this miracle. The Lord Jesus Christ, in Matthew 14, a great revival, I just want to call it a revival, or gathered together and so on, he has fed 5,000 people plus, with only 5 loaves of bread, and 2 fishes and so on, And at the end of it, he dispersed the multitude, and his disciples too, sent them on a boat across the ocean. He himself went alone, the Bible says, alone to a master to go and pray after his manner. He's always doing that, right? Matthew 14 and so on, And we know what happened as they were going, the disciples and so forth, there came a storm, upon the sea and so on, at the fourth watch. Let me read it to you really quickly because it's very nice. So, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea. Matthew 14:24. Tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary, the Bible says. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer." And that's how I'm going to pray this morning. "It is I. Be not afraid," he says. So you see, you had a big meeting. So you had a big victory in your life one time and so on. Usually, Satan followed the trace of the anointing, So the Lord said the disciples on the ocean, he never knew that the Lord of those disciples were watching over there. Wanted to destroy them in the sea, right? He didn't know that the Lord of those disciples was watching over them, Praise God. You had a great victory in your life, and it happened often and often and so on. Then come a test, a storm. He doesn't want to really drown you. As I'm like, but the Lord is watching over you. Praise God. So tomorrow, this morning, so we see them, the Lord doing things in an unusual way as he does. The night of darkness could not hold the Lord back. He was on the mountaintop. He saw them. It's omnipresent, The storm could not detain him. The disciples needed him. And so then he went, So at the moment of their crying out in fear, his voice sounded over the waves. "It is I. Be not afraid." What are you facing today? What will you face tomorrow? Are you afraid? The Lord will say, "It is I. And with you. Be not afraid." Amen? Mm. Praise the Lord. Symbolically speaking now, if you are in a storm, or when you are in a storm, remember, the Lord is approaching your boat now. Even now. He is coming to you right now, walking upon those waves. He has heard your cry now. And he does not upbraid. He doesn't scold you. No. He knows your fears. But doesn't condemn you. Rather, he speaks with that wonderful voice of assurance. And fear cannot live when Jesus speaks. No. His message of assurance to your heart this morning is, "It is I, be not afraid." Amen. When you are passing through something, maybe you are passing through something right now, "I am with you," he says, "be not afraid." Or tomorrow you are passing through something, "Be not afraid." Nothing. "It is I. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Whatever you need this morning or any time going forward, no. Faith causes it done. Find the will of God about the thing you want from the Lord. And commit it to the Lord. Ask the Lord about it. Everyone that asketh, it says, "He that seeketh findeth, and he that knocketh, to him it shall be opened." Everyone, the Bible says, nobody is left out that believes and so on that. So it is this morning. Father, we thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. How shall he not also with him freely give us all things? He that standeth his own son, but deliver him for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? All things, he said. Father, all things are ours. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help us to always walking in that faith, exercising our faith, calling it done. Call those things which are not as if they are. The Bible says, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will call the things which are not as if they are. That's the way God operates. Let there be light. Amen. And that was light. Amen. The Bible says so. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As the Father has sent me, so I have sent you also.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for your word this morning as we go and listen upon these things, Lord of God. Enrich our faith, Lord of God. And working with our heads lifted up. Satan is underneath our soul. See, I put Satan under your feet. I will say, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. We take your word for what it is, Lord. The truth, the way, and the life. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.